This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Pentagon is sending a message to North Korea. The Bush administration is not too distracted by Iraq to deal with a threat on the Korean Peninsula. The Defense Department has put 24 long-range bombers on alert for possible deployment near North Korea. Still, the administration says it remains committed to a diplomatic solution to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the administration is under pressure to talk directly with North Korea.
A South Korean envoy told Secretary of State Colin Powell today that the U.S. should seek a direct dialogue with North Korea. Powell's deputy, Richard Armitage, heard similar appeals at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee from the Republican chairman, Richard Lugar, and the top Democrat, Joseph Biden.
Even now, the Bush administration claims the ball's in North Korea's court. North Korea says it's in our court. From where I sit, the ball sort of stuck in the net somewhere, Mr. Secretary.
Secretary Armitage said the U.S. would open talks once it coordinates with regional allies. He said the Bush administration doesn't want this to look like a conflict only between the U.S. and North Korea.
We want to make sure this thing doesn't rub off entirely on us to come up with a solution. We're part of it, and we're going to have to speak to the North Koreans, and we shall at a point in time when it's considered efficacious to move forward.
There was a good deal of finger-pointing during the Senate hearing and questions about whether President Bush's axis of evil speech provoked North Korea. Senator Christopher Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat, wondered why U.S. officials see Iraq as more of a threat than North Korea.
It's expelled the IAEA inspectors. As of this morning, the North Koreans may have already begun, once again, to reprocess plutonium. The North Koreans may well be on their way to building additional nuclear weapons to destabilize the region. And North Korea has one of the worst records when it comes to selling ballistic weapons to other governments.
Deputy Secretary of State Armitage responded by saying the U.S. has been working only months to resolve the situation diplomatically, not years, as in the case of Iraq, though experts at the hearing said the U.S. did face a similar crisis with North Korea back in 1994. Armitage also argued that there is what he calls a rough regional stability on the Korean Peninsula, whereas Iraq has invaded its neighbors.
We do believe we have an understanding of what Kim Jong-il is after, and that is some sort of economic or relief and assistance vice Saddam Hussein, which we believe that is not at all his motivations. It's domination, intimidation, and the ability to attack. On the question of proliferation, you're right. I don't think that Saddam Hussein has been a major proliferator. Our fear has been, as we've tried to explain, the nexus of his weapons, his bloody-mindedness, and terrorist groups.
As to whether the U.S. would be willing to sign a non-aggression pact, as North Korea has demanded, Armitage said such a treaty would have, quote, zero chance of getting Senate confirmation. Several senators said the issue should be on the table. As the administration weighs its diplomatic options, the Defense Department is putting bombers on alert. The goal is to deter North Korea from any provocations during a possible war with Iraq, though Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld wouldn't predict what the North Koreans might do.
Trying to climb inside the head of the leader of that country and say he's doing this for this reason at this moment is really not something that I try to do. What we try to do is to see that we can conduct ourselves in a way that we can deter and defend if necessary, and also reassure our friends and allies that our capabilities are what they are.
One senior defense official said the North Koreans should not think that if the U.S. is engaged elsewhere, it can't, quote, whack the heck out of them. Another official, though, said the U.S. doesn't want to overemphasize the show of force in case it has to move its resources out of the region again. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.